hermana.
Sukacita insan di negara yang bebas merdeka, rukun damai sentosa di setiap masa.
Here is the news. Indonesia's National Nutrition Agency, or BGN, has said that the Free Nutritious Meals, or MBG, program can help students concentrate better during learning activities in the classroom. BGN expert staff Ade Tias Maulana said during an MBG public education event on Wednesday, the adequate nutritional intake has a direct impact on children's ability to learn, and therefore it can support human resources improvement. Trade Minister Budi Santoso on Wednesday said Indonesia's trade surplus declined to $160 million in April 2025, partly on account of United States President Donald Trump's tariff policy. The decline in the trade balance was not only experienced by Indonesia, but also by other countries in Southeast Asia. That's the news.
Berita membuka cakrawala.
semesta. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Gaya, budaya, alam, katulistiwa. Kita kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Semua bertaut udara di dalam bangsa semesta. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia, sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi. Sesungguhnya
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally we are coming again, and this is the time for us to share you about, you know, our special interview on Voice Talk. Well, the World Environment Day in 2025 will focus on ending plastic pollution. The Republic of Korea will host the global celebrations, and for decades, plastic pollution has spilled into every corner of the world, leaching into the water that we drink, into the food we eat, and our bodies. So while plastic pollution is a major concern, it is also one of the most fixable of today's environmental challenges, with some obvious solutions at hand. And to know much more about this, join us at the Voice Talk, and we are going to interview with Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COBC Secretariat, with Anna Kumarasamy. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Happy World Environment Day to you.
It's me, Faisal. Anna, how are you today?
Good, good. It's a great day to be celebrating the environment, and thank you so much for inviting me to this segment.
Okay, well, before we talk more about the theme that we mentioned before, actually, I would like to know firstly, Ms. Anna, so what does COBC stand for, and how many members, countries that it have?
So my name is Anna Gumbersami, as you mentioned, and I work for the COB Sea Secretariat. Mm. So that stands for the Coordinating Body of the Seas of East Asia. It's based in Bangkok, but it's administered by UNEP. So it has 9 participating countries, including Cambodia, China, Malaysia, Republic of Korea, the Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. So 9 participating countries really spanning this region. So it's a great region also to discuss plastic pollution and marine litter. Our work is, you know, really guided by our countries. And in this vein, we have the ROC Mali, which is the Regional Action Plan on Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter, which was adopted in 2019, but was actually first developed in 2008. So we worked on this for a really long time, and we're really excited to see the next steps.
So, well, globally, an estimated 11 billion tons of plastic waste leak into aquatic ecosystem each year, while microplastics accumulate in the soil from sewage and landfills due to the use of plastics in agricultural products. So what is the first action that we need to do to reduce plastic waste related to the commemoration of, you know, the World Environment Day, which is commemorated every year?
Yeah, so I think we really need to move towards a circular economy approach. So looking at the whole cycle, a life cycle of plastic. What this means is looking at product design, production, how we use plastics, and how we dispose of plastics in a way that really does not harm the environment. So that means looking at all of these different stages and how we can reduce plastic entering the environment in different ways.
Okay, well, basically, what is the biggest impact to environment that caused by plastic waste?
Yeah, so plastic pollution impacts ecosystems on a massive scale. In COBSI, we specifically work on protecting and sustainably developing the marine environment. We also focus on some of the most vulnerable habitats, including coral reefs and mangroves. We also more broadly know that plastics can be ingested by mammals, fish, birds, both by having toxic and mechanical effects. So we have all seen pictures of kind of turtles with straws in their nose, or plastic can connectors restricting animal movements. So these are just some ways that plastics are impacting the environment. But as you mentioned, like, these are happening also on many different scales.
But even this also can give such bad impact maybe for the world economic sector, Anna. So how do you see this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's a real big financial burden on marine litter and plastic pollution in the economy. This impacts tourist operators, fishermen, infrastructures, and especially considering that most of the population in this region live by the coast. So for fishermen, for example, this can lead to plastic being caught in their nets, and also loss of livelihoods when people become worried about eating seafood. This can also then again impact shopkeepers and then markets again. So really have those extra effects beyond fishermen. It also impacts tourist operators in because of the destruction of habitats, including coral reefs, beaches, and the destruction of other tourist sites. So these are just some of the examples of how it can impact the economy.
Okay. Well, basically, Anna, how do you promote about the danger of plastic waste for many people? How?
So we really work on knowledge sharing within the COBSI Secretariat, and I think this is really important. We have the regional node where we share different resources on how we can prevent plastic pollution. So we have, for example, some case studies from Indonesia and also Malaysia and so on. So really, really sharing what can be done and how we can replicate good practices across the region.
So how do you see about the important role of media in order to give such, you know, I can say like awareness for many people, so that this is the danger of plastic waste?
Yeah, Yeah, so I think media plays like a very, very significant role. So I guess it's important to engage all types mm-hmm. of stakeholders, including the media. I particularly think that the media plays a role in also like showcasing what is happening at the world stage. So without the media, we wouldn't be able to do the World Environment Day. You're critical in facilitating that and making sure people are aware of what's going on and how we mm-hmm. can reduce plastic pollution more broadly.
Okay. So far, Anna, how do you see about, I can say, the involvement of government in many countries, maybe in the members' countries of COPC, and even what they call that stakeholders, related stakeholders, in order to campaign to promote about the danger of plastic waste in the world?
So as I mentioned, we have a broad set of countries within mm-hmm. the region, and we do think it's really, really important for countries to share the relevant information with their apologies. With the population. And I think, you know, within this region, there's mm-hmm. challenges, but there's also people who want to do a lot of really good work, and working together is really the key to moving forward.
Okay, now let's still turn to this, Ms. Anna. How do we know that our food contain plastic?
So I think we know that plastic has entered the food chain through, for example, meat, agriculture, seafood, and other kind of food groups. People can inhale microplastics through the air. We can ingest it through water, absorb it to the skin. There's so many ways that plastics can actually enter the body. We know that it's been found in different organs, and including like the placenta of newborn babies. So we know that it's a problem, but we really need like a lot more data to understand the impact of microplastics.
Okay. Well, if we see about, the negotiation, especially in November 2024, the Republic of Korea hosted the fifth session of the negotiation to develop plastic pollution treaty. So, actually, what declaration made at the treaty, Anna?
Yeah, so it actually all started in 2022, where the mm-hmm. countries came together to kind of kickstart these negotiations for a legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including in the marine environment. So this all started in the UN Environmental Assembly in Nairobi. So today, countries are working really, really hard to deliver the next round of negotiations in Geneva and Switzerland this summer. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also important to note, like, from a regional standpoint, countries coming together to shape this process. So since the second round of negotiations, the COPC participating countries through the Working Group on Marine Litter have joined to make a regional statement sharing what aspects are needed. So this also includes transboundary politics and stakeholder engagement, and ensuring that everybody is on the same page, essentially.
So you mean the declaration was also attended by all the members countries of COPC, Anna?
The regional statements uh-huh. reflected in the participating countries, and for the whole INC 5.1, which happened in Busan, there was about 170 countries that joined in November last year.
So precisely after having the declaration, actually, what is the progress of the implementation for this year, Anna?
Yes, so as I mentioned, the next stage will happen mm-hmm. in Geneva this year, and negotiators are mm-hmm. working really, really hard towards reaching an agreement.
Okay, well, it seems that Jeju Island in South Korea is chosen to host the World Environment Day this year.
Yeah, so the World Environment Day is hosted by a different country every year, and it encompasses a different topic every year. Mm-hmm. So this has happened since 1973. The day is an opportunity, really, to share environmental outreach. So this year we're discussing plastic pollution. I think this is very relevant because the INC was held in the Republic of Korea last year.
Okay. Well, basically, every year, the COPC member every year also stipulate different host every year. Anna, you mean like this?
Yeah, so the World Environment Day is hosted by different countries from around the world, not just the COBSE countries. So last year it was actually in Saudi Arabia, focusing on land restoration and deforestation. So it's a different topic, different country every year.
And even different resolution, for up to take the action.
Yeah. Precisely.
Okay. So what about the progress of the Geneva Beat Plastic Pollution that was launched in 2020 in Geneva?
Yeah, so actually we've been using the slogan Beat Plastic Pollution for a while. So this is actually back to UNEA resolution working towards a pollution-free planet in 2017. And it's been used several times actually in the World Environment Day, including in India in 2023, but also in 2018. But this year, like, we're really, really excited to have it in the region, in Jeju, focusing on plastic pollution and, you know, with the RNC negotiations also including the marine environment. It's cool that it is in the East Asian Seas region.
So like you said before about the plastic pollution, yeah, this is really dangerous, yeah, for human life. So, Anna, how do we replace plastic for daily needs?
So I think this is a really good question, and it's very, very context specific. Behavioral change is really important. So this includes simple things like using a reusable bottle and other reusable items such as containers, paper bags and cloth bags. However, we also know that plastic is really important, for example, in hospitals. So this means like understanding what is needed and how we can actually reduce plastic entering the environment. So looking at the broader picture of plastic and how it's used.
Well, precisely, should we make such limitation to use plastic, Anna? For example, maybe when we would like to, maybe when to buy something, yeah, or maybe like food, maybe in the market, maybe. So we don't need to bring plastic, just only maybe like such very real bag. And this is really much better, maybe, to bring it and without using plastic again.
Yeah, so I think it's really good to use cloth bags and so on. I think it really depends on local solutions to these problems. And actually, I've been working with our consultant who's based in Bali, and there's been some really good initiatives on reducing plastic bags in traditional markets, for example. And so I think there's a lot of really cool local solutions happening on the ground across the region.
Okay. So even maybe, Anna, you when you search... Maybe when we would like you would like maybe to eat or to drink, you also do not need to use like plastic glass maybe or plastic plate maybe. Only.
Yeah. So I always bring my reusable bottle. It's always with me.
Okay. So not only maybe giving such promotion to other people, you also promote to your family, Anna.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Indonesia also has a program to reduce 70% of plastic waste in 2025. It called Gerakan Indonesia Bersih, Clean Indonesian Movement. So how effective is this program and what needs to be increased from it, according to you, Anna?
Well, so I think it's really pioneering and really ambitious project, and it really brings together a lot of stakeholders to improve like plastic management and coordination. But I think there's something that includes all countries in the region, and it's important to build on the current momentum that is there to further promote local solutions, especially while ensuring that nobody is left behind, because it's important to include everyone. So I think that's a great question. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's come to the final question, Anna. What is your, maybe you have such messages or expectation maybe related to the commemoration of World Environment Day which is commemorated every year, especially this 5th June?
Yeah, so I guess my expectation is that we all get to learn a little bit more about plastic pollution, and that we get to share what's going on globally and also on the national and regional level. It's basically such a great opportunity to share what is happening. And so happy Environmental Day to everyone again.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much, Anna Kumarasamy, for your time to join this special review. We hope that this commemoration will last long.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Have a nice day, Anna.
Have a nice day.
That was our special review with Anna Kumarasamy as Associate Program Officer in Plastic Pollution and Marine Litter of COPSI Secretariat. And you know that here, a resolution was adopted in 2022 at the United Nations Environment Assembly to develop a legally binding instrument on plastic pollution, including in the marine environment, and to reach a target, cooperation among government and people is needed. So finally, thank you. Have a nice day, Anna. And listener,
thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. And listener, that was our special review with Anna. And hopefully you feel enjoyable and also get much information about this. And stay tuned at www.voicestudy, because after this song, we'll be right back to accompany you again. Now the song is from that. What song, Faisal? Yes, the song is from Drive with title Bersama Bintang. Enjoy this song.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hanya untayan kata.
kesusahan bukanlah duka, meski harus menyisakan luka.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including angklung. Although angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Selalu di hatiku begitu.